from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The great Bobby Belt.
You ruined the morning show.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby. What does BB think about BB? Brian Broaddus joins us live from the tennis courts in Oxnard, California, where we have a joint practice today with the Los Angeles Rams of Anaheim. Brian, you excited to see another one of these joint practices? I know last week you felt like you got a lot out of it.
Yeah, I'm excited because the San Francisco 49ers are so banged up that the Rams had to change their schedule, and they got the Cowboys on their schedule today. So, yeah, injuries happening at the Niners allows the Rams to come this direction. So I am excited about that. They worked really well last time together, so we'll get to see more work with the ones. And I know that Sean teased about Cooper Beebe and stuff, so that'll be exciting as well.
Yeah, Brian, that was something yesterday that – felt like it came a little bit out of nowhere, where Mike McCarthy just, you know, kind of stepped up and said, yep, Cooper Beebe, we've been really impressed with him. In fact, he's getting first team reps. It's odd because Mike McCarthy is not the type who will usually answer a direct question about personnel or depth chart. For him to just volunteer it in the middle of an answer, I thought was interesting. But when you see that move or that decision, do you think we've got a real competition now with Brock Hoffman? And is that more about Beebe or is it more about Hoffman?
You know, I think that it is probably more about Beebe. And there were some struggles very early in this camp with some of the snaps. Excuse me, early morning cough in here. But yeah, there was some trouble with the snaps early in the camp. There was some trouble with his technique. There was trouble with snap, step, engage, you know, those kinds of things. He's gotten much better at it. The work that he has, you know, the snaps don't seem to be a problem. When you watch the tape of him playing in the game, his ability with the one-on-one blocks was good. His help with the various schemes that they had going. He missed one block back that cost him a negative play, but then he also had a twist stunt where he was just a little late identifying the twister coming around, and he was trying to help, but he just couldn't quite get there. But other than that, he's been pretty pinpoint, you know, with, like I say, the snaps, and then the functioning as a center in the reps that he's been able to get.
It still needs to get better, obviously, the snaps. There's been a lot of improvement. Needs to still get better. When you look at the strides that he's made from beginning of the offseason program up until now, do you think it's reasonable to believe that the strides can be made to where you can feel comfortable about the snapping in another, you know, 3 weeks whenever they go out there to Cleveland?
I think so. And I think that's what they're going with right now themselves. They feel like that, you know, the more work that they can get him, the better off that he will be. I mean, he actually got some guard work as well and didn't look bad doing that. So all of a sudden it turns into, well, now we have a capable player. If, you know, he's there is now a legitimate battle for the starting job. I didn't feel like that initially that was the case. The learning curve and all that looked like it was going to be pretty steep for him, that he was going to have to become accustomed to playing center again, which he hadn't done in a, you know, since his early days of college. So yeah, it's a situation where they're betting on him continually to get better, and you know, we'll see if the line coach fights him on this one, because the line coach really likes Brock Hoppin. They talk about Brock Hoppin. The new talking about guy in camp has been Malik Davis. So you're kind of getting there. Well, maybe they're setting us up for, you know, the running back room with Malik Davis in it. But yeah, with this is now a legitimate competition between the two centers.
Brian brought us from California, presented by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey here on 105.3.
Thank you to them. Yeah.
Yes, sir. How big, Bobby broke the news yesterday in crosstalk, Chuma Adoga out 4 to 6 with a broken toe. How huge of a problem do you think they view this? Or does Guyton just make it, all right, you know, this was eventually going to happen. It's just accelerated now.
It hurts you on the depth aspect of it all, because now you got to figure out the one thing that Adoga didn't have many fans after last season. The one thing he's been able to do is to come into camp and he's looked serviceable. And you were hopeful that Guyton was going to get the opportunity and take the job. Guyton played really well in the game for not practicing at all last week. So, you know, good for him for that. But, yeah, as far as the depth of your tackle position, they're a good team, I feel like, inside. They're centers and guards. Good. That's a good group right there. Where they have a little issue is on the tackle spots. And now you take a veteran guy who has had good training camp practices, didn't play poorly in that game the other day with the opportunities he got. The scrimmage, they ran the ball last week with him being at left tackle. So there were some positive things about Adoga, but it hurts you on the depth of the offensive line right now.
Brought us philosophically, if you're a coach and you're looking at an offensive line, would you rather have an offensive lineman playing? Would you feel more comfortable with one that isn't super talented but doesn't make mistakes and always that knows her assignment, or one that is super talented that might make a mistake here or there but also could kind of manhandle an elite player?
Give me that guy. I say it very quickly. I've been around just okay linemen, and it really never gets you anywhere, because then you all of a sudden you get into games and you don't have the ability. Yeah, you know what you're doing, but you know, you're getting crushed because you can't move. You know, they can't move. They can't extend. They can't block. You know, their feet aren't quick enough to handle the elite rush. You know, give me the guy that's occasionally, you know, you're gonna have 65, 70 plays a game, Chop. And, you know, even Tyron Smith is going to have two bad plays. Now, you hope those aren't the plays that get you killed. You know, you hope that's not your quarterback laying on the ground and the ball out and you lose the game. But you're going to have, I gave the example of Cooper Beebe the other day. Played well in that game, but had two plays where you'd like to have him back, you know. But I'll take that guy over the guy that knows what he's doing and is just okay at his job.
Brian brought us here with us on 105 Through the Fan. Brian, as we are 3 weeks out now from the beginning of the season, let's just assume the Lamb deal gets done. That's going to get finished up, and he will be available and ready to go week one. So you have everybody reported to camp. You have the current health situation you do. What most concerns you today, August 14th, about where the Cowboys stand heading into the season?
You asked me the question in a direct way with Lamb being involved.
Mm-hmm.
Is it an offensive question or is it a overall question?
Across the board, the team. So you're not worried about Lamb not being here?
Okay.
What is your biggest concern?
Okay, now my biggest concern, it really hasn't changed. It hasn't changed. I they're going to try and sell us on this running back room. Mm-hmm. And I still feel like that the pro personnel guys, Alex Loomis and those guys, are hunting running backs. I feel like they're hunting defensive tackles, and now they might be hunting edge rushers is what they might be hunting as well. So those are the concerns that I have right now with this football team. Can they...
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Can they add a piece to one of those? Maybe they can, maybe all three, or can they add a piece to two of those? But those are the three areas that I would say right now, looking at this football team, that I would try and address if I were the Dallas Cowboys.
Has this camp and living and breathing it every single day changed your mind about what you think they're going to be compared to what you felt before?
Yeah, that's a really good question, because I was having dinner with John Machota and Todd Archer last night, and that was the exact question. I ended up paying for dinner, by the way.
Of course you did.
Yeah. That we went. Todd found a really nice Italian place. It was really nice.
Hold on. Who would be the one after you most likely to pay between the two of them?
Machota. Archer's a cheap Irishman is what he is.
Whoa! Hey! Was it Dominic's? Is that where it
Dominic's,
was?
That's where we went.
Oh, that was on Ruben's list.
We went there years ago.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, Machota's driving, and we're kind of, and all of a sudden, John's like, wait a minute, left here, right here, left, wait, where are we? And next thing you know, you're in basically a little area where you would never think there's a restaurant, but Dominic's, excellent, excellent food. You asked me the question if I feel different, and we talked about it last night. I do feel different about what they're because I wasn't really sure who was going to be behind Cooks.
Totally.
You know, I had some questions about Tolbert. I had some questions about Brooks. You got Croppers playing better. You know, I've seen now kind of what's going on at left tackle. That makes me feel a little bit better. We'll soon see about what's happening at center. The secondary looks like that, you know, it's going to be good enough. And I say good enough, but I think good. I think it's good. I love what Al Harris has done with them. You know, I think this translates. If you're thinking a 9-win team, maybe it's a 10-win team. Maybe you get another win out of it. Ceiling on this, as they like to say, maybe 11 wins on it. But I think overall there were some questions that were answered. But those three positions that I talked about, the running back, the defensive tackle, and the edge, might be the one thing that kind of keeps them in that 9-win level that I think that they might be right now.
Brian, we've talked, whenever we talk about the quarterback position, a lot of it's on Trey Lance and Cooper Rush and things like that. I know we've talked sparingly about Dak, but this is probably the least we've talked about Dak in a single training camp that I can remember, other than his contract situation. just in general, I guess, being out there for all these practices that you have, how has Dak looked overall? Where would you grade? I'm genuinely asking, John.
You're so obvious, dude.
This is not obvious.
You're so obvious.
He could say that he's bad.
No, we all know he's
This is called leading the witness.
Yes, Bobby.
Asking him how a guy is playing is going to lead to effusive praise. Then,
Bobby, you could do this on Love of the Star and get away with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're leading the witness here, but no, you know that Dak has looked well. I mean, that's the thing, you know. And I think
enjoy it while you can.
Surprise!
Enjoy it while you can, Bobby. Yeah.
Whoa!
I will say this though, Zimmer has challenged all these quarterbacks. He really, really has. And you know, and what's it? While Mike is trying to implement his scheme, you know, he's working against the offense. So the offense is, they don't script plays, is what they do. They just, the offense puts up some plays, defense will adjust to that. So that's what's been really, really good with Dak. There's been times out here where it hasn't been really clean, a clean look. It's been a little muddy in some regards. They get down the red zone, this defense plays a little bit differently. You know, you could see some blitzes. You could see the rotations of coverages and stuff. Dak's done a pretty darn good job of picking those things up. And I think the thing that's really helped him some is the ability to slide forward in the pocket. You know, not so much go wide, but his ability to step up and make throws. And I think it's helped him with some of his accuracy, especially on some of the deep in-break and routes that they've been able to show in some of these practices as well.
So they're kicking off today at 1, and then the coverage at 3.
Yeah, it's 1. It's 1 o'clock, and then I've got what I get. I'm going to be on the G bag. They call me the guest now. I'm the guest. Oh. I'm not even on the show anymore.
Wow,
I'm like a guest.
They should call you the anchor.
Yeah, and I'm like. No, I'm the guest. I guess I'm the anchor bringing it down because, but yeah, here I'm the guest. Well. I love being with my guys. But yeah, afterwards I'll be on with the G-Bag Nation talking about it. I know we got a short show today because of the Rangers and Red Sox, but hopefully we'll break it down for folks starting at 3 o'clock and we can have some good conversations about how the practice went against the Rams today.
Well, you're the sail for us. Is that a sailboat? Is that the right term?
A sail.
Bow?
Bow's the left.
No, that's the front. Never mind. Shut up.
Stern,
the front
aft.
Is the bow. Starboard. Port, stern.
You're the whole boat, baby.
You're the whole boat, baby. Thank you, brother. You're the best.
Yeah.
The great Brian brought us, presented by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey. Is it over for the world champs? We'll ask Brett Boone inside the AL West. Final hour, hump day edition on The Fan. But let's talk about the It's Never Over at Hurtado Barbecue, the official barbecue of the Texas Rangers. Oh my gosh, I'm still dreaming about the platter. And it was a little embarrassing, I'll admit, because I took my family there before the Rangers Boston game when I was out on vacation last week. And Brandon brought over some extra barbacoa tacos and some quail. But the food was so daggone good. And I had half the platter left. I said, what am I going to do with this? I'd rather skip the baseball game and take these leftovers home so that they don't get ruined in the 100-degree heat in the car. You know how I am about my leftovers. And I'm certainly not going to throw it away. It was so good. And I told Brandon, man, you really raised the level. And I didn't want him to take it as an insult. And he's like, no, it's a compliment, because every time you come in, I want to raise the level of each of our dishes. And it was phenomenal. Blew my friend from out of town away. And I left those leftovers in the Hurtado freezer. Left the Ranger game early, went back to Hurtado, and took it home for the in-laws. It was that great of a platter. Enjoy it for yourself at Hurtado and HurtadoBBQ.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.